Hi, this is Mark Black, and I want to thank you for listening to this week's podcast. We're going to be taking a few weeks to look at the Great Commission or evangelism. It's very important, and many times the church has lost its way. We no longer become focused on the job we should be doing as a church. So join us. May God bless you. Because sometimes life gets a little bit crazy, doesn't it? Yeah. Now, Doug, I might get a little bit loud, so you might have to turn that down just a little bit, because I get a little bit worked up here sometimes. But, you know, I kept thinking about yesterday and the celebration that we had with John, and I was realizing that John was a person that had passion. Let me ask you a question. Do you have passion? What is your passion? What do you really feel passionate about? Oh, there can be all kinds of things. I believe that, number one, that we are to live the Christian life with sacrificial passion. A passion that demands that we sacrifice for it. That we go out of our way because we know that we love the Lord and we want to serve Him, and that makes us sacrifice. It's so great of a life, we've got to be willing. Did you catch that? To throw off sin in order to finish. Now, just like this coat, we take this coat off, we take off the sins that are in our lives, and we cast them off because we're willing to sacrifice for the passion we feel in our heart for Jesus Christ. Are you willing to throw off all things that may hinder your walk with Jesus Christ? Because let me tell you something. Satan is there. And he's going to do everything he can to keep you from walking with the Lord Jesus Christ, with your Adonai. And it's important that you're willing to sacrifice, throw off those sins. Don't let the things of this world stop you from running the race. Don't be distracted by the things that are of this world. You know, Paul said in Colossians 2:8, he says, "See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elementary forces, spiritual forces of this world, rather than on Christ." Because Satan's going to do everything he can to derail you. That's just the way it is. The values of this world are in direct conflict with the values that God has for us. You know that? And the more the world wins, the less passion you are going to have for Jesus Christ. That's true. It's kind of like an illustration here of a throne. When you look at that throne, there is this throne, and God wants to sit on this throne. He wants to sit in your heart. He wants to take control. It makes Him Lord. But you know what the world keeps doing? Keeps crowding them off. Pushing him over. It's kind of like musical chairs. When's the last time you played musical chairs? You know what that's like. You know, you start walking around a chair and there's one less chair than people. And you're walking and all of a sudden the music stops. And you try to go for the chair. Well, the world's going for the throne of your heart. The world wants it. Because the world understands, and Satan understands, that if he has your heart, He'll have your soul. Well, how do you know the world's crowding Jesus out? How do you know that? Well, we have to have a self-examination. We have to take a look at your priorities in life. We have to say, what are the priorities that I have in life? Where does Jesus fit into that? Is he an afterthought? Is he where your passion is? You know, there's all types of passions, isn't there? There are some passions that have absolutely no boundaries. Did you know that? It's lust, maybe gambling, maybe drinking, or people who have no self-control whatsoever. Paul called that the work of the flesh. That is the work of the world. And it's kind of interesting, because in Galatians 5:17, Paul made this statement, "For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are in contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish." There's a passionate war going on. It's going on between the flesh, which has no boundaries, and the spirit that instills the godly boundaries. It is precisely what the world is teaching our young people too. Anything goes. Anything goes. Tolerate everything. Allow everything. No boundaries. And that's sad. There's another type of passion that sometimes happens. It's passion or zeal without knowledge. And you say, well, what is that? Zeal without knowledge. Well, Paul talks about that, and he began to talk about his brothers and sisters in the Jewish faith. And listen to what he says in Romans 10:1-3. He says, "Brothers and sisters, my heart's desire and prayer to God for the Israelites is that they may be saved." Boy, that's what he really wants. "For I can testify about them that they are zealous for God, but their zeal is not based on knowledge. Since they did not know the righteousness of God and sought to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness." You see, there can be this religious passion, but it refuses to submit to God. You know, they won't give up their traditions. They won't be transformed by the Word of God. It'll have no effect. They're passionate for God, but they refuse to believe in Jesus or accept the living of the holy Christian life. You may have a passion for God that won't last. You know, you must constantly submit to God's pleadings through Jesus Christ. And there is the key. It's all about submission to God and what God wants. Luke 11:42, Jesus had to talk to the Pharisees, because you see, the Pharisees were very religious, but they were very wrong. They had a passion, but they didn't have the knowledge of him. Listen what he says to them. He says, "Woe to you, Pharisees, because you give God a tenth of your mint, rue, and all other kinds of garden herbs, but you neglect justice and the love of God. You should have practiced the latter without leaving the former undone." Whoa. You see, the law said to tithe, and they did that. And they said, "You need to do that," Jesus said. You should do that. But you know what? You forgot some other things, like justice and loving God. They had lost their love for God, and they became passionate about their traditions. And that's sad. That can happen to us. You know that? Traditions can become more important than what God's word says. And that's sad. They lost their love for God. They couldn't see that God so loved the world that he had given his only son, Jesus, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. They became legalists without compassionate love. That creates people a selfishness. And sometimes we as Christians can be selfish Christians. We become derailed from what we should be. Well, they're centered their passions on a religion, not a good passion, but a self-centered religion. Secondly, live a passionate life in a Christ-like spirit. Oh, people, God has given us his Holy Spirit. Amen? There's a reason for that. God's Holy Spirit lives in us. God's Holy Spirit empowers us. God's Holy Spirit helps us. God's Holy Spirit is there for us. In the book of Revelation, Jesus walks among the seven churches there, and there's candlesticks that represent each church. And you know, Jesus controls each candlestick. He comes in and he talks to every church. And he comes to this church of Ephesus, and Ephesus was an interesting place because did you know the Apostle Paul spent more time in Ephesus than any other place? 2 years plus. And he warned the elders against the false teachers and against false teaching. He intentionally stopped there to say goodbye, knowing that he was going to be arrested. And he told the elders, now guard the flock. Be shepherds. He committed them to the word of his grace. And listen to the words of Paul here in Acts 20:24. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me. The task of testifying to the good news of God's grace. Now, wouldn't you call that a passion? Amen. He is passionate. He is passionate about doing the work of God. And in Acts 20:36 through 38, listen to what he says. When Paul had finished speaking, he knelt down with all of them in Ephesus there, and he prayed. And they wept, and they embraced him and kissed him. What grieved them most was his statement that they would never see his face again. And then they accompanied him to the ship, and Paul was off. You see, the church had one of the greatest teachers ever, Paul. One of the greatest teachers to teach them. And they greatly loved him. But over 30 years later, only 30 years later, listen to what happens in Revelation 2:2-5. Jesus says this, I know your deeds, your hard work, your perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked people, that you have tested those who claim to be apostles but are not, and have found them false. That's what Paul told them. Be careful of that. You have persevered and endured hardships for my name and have not grown weary. Wow. Good. Yet I have this against you. You have forsaken the love you had at first. Consider how far you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. Whoa! No more church. Interesting that Jesus turns to them and says, but you've forgotten your love. Get back to loving me. Get back to sacrificing for me. Turn your passion to me. Live for me. Sacrifice for me. Number three, Christ wants us to love him and each other passionately. He really wants that. He wants that passion in us. You know, there's a guy that has, I think he's passed away now, Steve Jobs. Isn't that true? He was the co-founder of CEO of Apple. You know, the iPod, the iPad, the iTunes, the iMac, and what is it? Of course, the iPhone, but is it the iWatch now? What is that? Okay. I find that interesting. Because I was telling Danny, when I was a little kid, I had a Dick Tracy watch. It was a walkie-talkie, and I could talk to my cousin. I said, okay, I'm going up into the woods. He's 10 feet behind me, okay? And we would talk. And now they got a watch. You can do that. You know, Steve Jobs was passionate. He was passionate about those things. But when he talked about success, Mr. Jobs stated this: if you don't have passion for what you're doing, you'll quit. Any rational person would give up. It becomes so hard that you don't love it, you're going to give up. Love the Lord, people. Love him with all your heart. Love him. Do Christian people do some crazy things to you sometimes? Yep. But love the Lord. Love him. Passionately. How many people have lost their passion? Oh. Jesus, be with them. They've lost their love when it comes, they've lost their love for Christ. They've lost their passion. They've lost their direction. Jesus, in the parable of the sower, said the worries and cares of this life choked out the good seed. And sometimes that happens to us. Life gets hard. And it chokes out that love. We need to be reminded of what Christ has done for us. We all have ups and downs in our lives. David wrote this in Psalm 51:12. He said, restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. He wrote that when he was down. And I think every single one of us here has had to pray that prayer in some way. Lord, I've lost the joy of my salvation. Lord, will you restore that to me? Well, I know when I begin to think of what Christ has done for me, my salvation, I become even more passionate. That's why worship is so important, people. You know, when you're down, what do you need to do? You need to worship. When things aren't going well for you, what do you need to do? You need to worship. You need to come with brothers and sisters in the Lord. You need to be loving to God and find that love again. In 1 Corinthians 13, says, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I'm only as a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, if I have a faith that can move mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but have not love, I gain nothing. You see, loving God is what it's about. That's where the passion is. So, live the Christian life with sacrificial passion. Live a passionate life with Christ like spirit. Love Christ and love each other passionately. Gandhi, and I've used this illustration before, Gandhi was the father of the nation of India. Did you know that Gandhi attended a church in Pretoria, Africa, in his early years? You'd never know that. But he attended a church. But listen to what he said. He made this statement. The congregation did not strike me as being particularly religious. They were not assembly of devout souls, but appeared rather to be worldly-minded people going to church for recreation and in conformity to custom. Oh my. Imagine if Gandhi had found a church with sacrificial passion. Passionate lives with a Christ-like spirit. People who loved Christ and loved each other passionately. India and possibly the whole Middle East could have been different today. Don't lose your passion. Don't lose your passion for Christ. There's a video that I've played before, but we need to look at it, of passionate and love. Passion and love. Let's take a look at it. That was a race. But we have the Lord Jesus Christ right by our side. And our Heavenly Father says, I'll help you up. Finish the race with me. And he loves us. And he does. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, you're missing that wonderful Heavenly Father that lifts us up and helps us finish this race of life. I'm going to ask the team come forward and let's pray together as they come. Father God, there may be someone here today that does not know you. They want to begin that journey. I ask God that you be with them. And I pray that they make that decision right now to start their journey with you. Thank you for loving us passionately. You could have thrown us away, God, and you didn't. You reached down through Jesus Christ. You gave us your Son. Work in our hearts, God. Help us to be passionate for you. Help us to begin this journey. Or if someone has strayed, Lord, give them the strength to get back. May your name be lifted up now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Beechwood Christian Church is located at 12950 Easton Street Northeast in Alliance, Ohio. You can find more information about our church on the website at www.beechwoodchristian.org. That's www.beechwood, like the tree, Christian, that's all one word, .org, where you can also subscribe to our podcast and learn how our humble congregation is serving the Lord in Northeast Ohio. If you would like a copy of this message or the whole series on CD, you can find the instructions on the website or email us at sermon@beechwoodchristian.org. Again, we thank you for listening and pray God's blessing on you and your family.